FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A special investigating unit says over 300 Eskom employees were found to have exploited the tender procurement system, pocketing over R1 billion.
We have identified a direct link of money flowing from these companies through a network of entities to Eskom employees. There's clear collusion there.
SIU head Glegoa Motibi was briefing finance watchdog Scopa on their investigations yesterday.
35 Eskom employees have been identified, having received more than 110 million from these vendors. They're abusing this procurement process.
He says thousands of employees were flagged for failing to disclose conflicts of interest. Hundreds were linked to Eskom's vendors. Chief Forensic Investigator Vivian Govender says kickbacks were often paid by contractors after business hours.
We found that there is evidence that reflects that that was not always for good intentions. There was certainly evidence that pointed to collusion between contractors and the Eskom employees, and the money flow reflects that they received the gratification for that.
Eskom, meanwhile, says it's blocked about 45 vendors. A Durban man killed in a home invasion in Sanya is being remembered as a hero. Two armed intruders broke into Craig Dietliff's home through the dining room window in the early hours of the morning yesterday. His brother-in-law, Darren Mahabir, says the family, the father of two, went to investigate and told his wife to lock herself in the bedroom.
Immediately after, he was shot twice in the abdomen. Craig tried to hold on to life. As paramedics got to the house, Craig succumbed to his wounds. They tried to resuscitate him, but he was gone.
Mahabir says the intruders stole phones and a laptop after breaking into the main bedroom and fled in the family's car. He's described his brother-in-law as a hero, saying he died protecting his wife and two daughters. Now, Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has reiterated that the National Health Insurance Scheme is here to stay. Motsoaledi was responding to the joint debate on the State of the Nation address in Parliament yesterday. He dedicated his speech to explaining the Act and confirmed that its implementation remains part of government's medium-term but development plan. He says the only way to roll out the NHI is to do so gradually.
This is not a coincidence, Minister, that the Act is drafted like that. It's because there's no other way of implementing NHI except gradually. There is no country anywhere in the world that did it in any other way, because it's impossible. It's just impossible.
Authorities in Indonesia have raised the alert status for a volcano on a tourist island to its highest level. Half a dozen villagers have been ordered to evacuate before a possible eruption. The twin-peaked mountain erupted multiple times in November, killing 9 people on Flores Island. The latest emergency measures came after increased seismic and volcanic activity. Officials have also warned of the possibility of hazardous debris and mud flows. On the weather front in KZN, we've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg, Richards Bay 32. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.